you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about what it's like when you're not processing your emotions. So I want you to imagine that we're on a walk and you're carrying this backpack. And as you're going on this walk, things start happening and you start getting rocks in your backpack. And then it starts to make it harder for you to keep walking. It starts to kind of slow you down. It starts to feel really heavy. It starts to feel like you can't keep going. And now I want you to imagine that you stop walking for a second. And even though it's uncomfortable, you take off the backpack, you reach in, you pull out a rock, and you have to hold it, and it's hard and it's uncomfortable and it doesn't feel great. And then you get to set it down. Then you can do that again. And then you can set it down. And so you're like unloading these rocks out of your backpack. And then you start walking again. And then you start walking again. And you start to get more rocks in your backpack. And again, you stop. You take off the backpack. You reach in. It's so uncomfortable. It's hard. It's heavy. It doesn't feel good. And then you put the rock down. Then you do it again. And then you keep walking and you feel better as you're walking because you're not having this heavy load. But of course, as you keep walking, there's more rocks. So this is what happens with our emotions. We go through our life and we start to create these emotions. And then sometimes we hold on to them. And then we just keep going, but it makes it so much harder on us because now we're like having to carry these heavy emotions. So what I want you to do is just stop. Take that time, even though it's uncomfortable, process the emotion so that you can make your journey so much easier. And so, what you can do to actually process that emotion is you can actually sit with it and experience it and see what it's like. So, maybe if you feel sad, you might notice that it feels very heavy on your chest. You might notice that it feels blue. You might notice like it feels like maybe like a tightness in your throat. Like, what are the sensations that you notice when you're feeling an emotion? And just sit with and process through and sit with those sensations and describe them to yourself. Describe how it changes. Describe what it's like. And then it might feel like it's really intense way up here. And then it will feel either really manageable, like it went down in intensity, or it can feel like it just went away completely. And you can kind of just check in with yourself throughout the day, like, how am I feeling right now? And just give yourself that acknowledgement. Like, right now, I'm feeling fear. Right now, I'm feeling happy. Right now, I'm feeling grateful. Just like throughout the day, just start checking in. Check in and see what rocks you might be carrying in your backpack and give yourself that space to process through them. It's so frustrating to not know what's going on, trying to take action, it not working, you starting and stopping, it feeling so hard. Even if you are taking action, it feels like you're pushing through and it's taking so much effort and it's so much harder than it needs to be. And you're also not seeing the results that you want, it becomes very frustrating. So, if you want to get out of this frustration cycle, take action easier, take more of the right actions and work with your brain, then go to successbykayla.com to get access to the Why You Aren't Taking Action video. Successbykayla.com to sign up now.